Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick. And apparently some people believe in talking donkeys?
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
Alright, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened yesterday and where the hell we are today?
Well, yesterday we read Jeremiah chapter 21.
We did.
And in that, I believe Jeremiah was kind of chastising the king. Was it Zedekiah?
Sure.
And he was telling him how, you know, how Jerusalem is falling and how he's going to get punished and you guys suck and you did all the bad things.
And it was 20 years later.
And it was 20. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. We jumped forward 20 years from the previous chapter, which mm-hmm. was the Jeremiah 20. So, yeah, we jumped forward a lot. And yeah, the shit that Jeremiah was saying was going to happen, that stuff's happening. But it's apparently kind of been happening.
Right.
Since even 20 years ago, sort of in an on and off type fashion. So,
yeah,
I don't know. Whatever. So that was Jeremiah chapter 21.
Yes.
Which means that today we're getting into
Jeremiah chapter 22.
All right, let's do this.
Okie dokie.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All right, we are hopping into Jeremiah chapter 22.
Okay.
Thus says the Lord.
Thus.
Go down to the house of the king of Judah, and there speak this word, and say, hear the word of the Lord, O king of Judah, you who sit on the throne of David, you and your servants and your people who enter these gates.
Okay.
Thus says the Lord.
He said it.
No, he's about to say some more stuff. Yeah,
I figured, because he didn't really say much there.
Right. He's just saying, hey, you guys!
That was just like an introduction, a really long-winded one.
Right.
But
And now he's going to say some stuff.
Okay. Ready? All right, I'm ready.
Execute judgment and righteousness, and deliver the plundered out of the hand of the oppressor. Do no wrong, and do no violence to the stranger, the fatherless, or the widow. Nor shed innocent blood in this place. I think that ship has sailed.
Yeah, I thought we were just doing those things that you just said not to do in the last chapter, weren't we?
We were.
So what the fuck's going on here?
He's saying, stop it.
In fact, I thought he was going to specifically the king of Judah, he was going to not be treating well. And now he's like, hey, king of Judah, treat these people well. And I'm like, but you're already conquering them and exiling right. them. So what is this?
I don't know. It's like he's repeating the don't forget to be nice.
Or did we jump backward in time again? Or did we Could like, be. I mean, Who what's knows? Going on here?
I don't know.
Okay.
For you need to do this thing. Then shall enter the gates of this house, riding on horses and on chariots, accompanied by servants and people, kings who sit on the throne of David. But if you will not hear these words, I swear by myself, says the Lord.
He swears, well.
He, a capital M, yeah, myself.
He swears by himself.
That's when he says, me, he says, damn it. Me fucking me. Okay. I swear by myself that this house shall become a desolation.
Okay.
For thus says the Lord to the house of the king of Judah, you are Gilead to me, the head of Lebanon, yet I surely will make you a wilderness, cities which are not inhabited. I will prepare destroyers against you, everyone with his weapons. They shall cut down your cedar, your choice cedars, and cast them into the fire.
You just said, again, this is like a repeat of things that he was already doing in the last chapter.
Wait, the Bible's doing a repeat?
Well, and also this sounds like it's just kind of cut into this book.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't really feel like a Jeremiah chapter.
Right.
This feels like some sort of thing that they inserted into Jeremiah because, like, hey, this stuff is similar. Let's put it here.
So, have you ever heard of a happy planner?
Yes, I have, because you love them.
Yes. It's a disc-bound planner, which means that you can move the pages around.
Yeah.
And that is what the Bible is.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Pre-discs. They yeah. were just like, let's put this scroll here. No, 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 no. Put it there. But they didn't have any tabs and dividers.
But I am curious, like if we get to the Q&A this week, I am kind of curious if this is actually considered normal Jeremiah canon or if this is something that was inserted from elsewhere.
Okay, well, I've already done a lot of the notes for this chapter, and I will say that there's nothing indicating that this is out of place.
Okay.
But there is a lot that happens in this chapter.
Got it.
That I have a lot of notes for. Like, there's a lot of people, a lot of names, and events.
Okay.
So,
sure.
I have notes about that, but like I said, nothing that indicates that this is, like, weirdly placed or anything. Okay. But I agree with you. It is weird.
Right. Just the wording and the placement of this is just seems weird. So,
mm-hmm.
But anyway, I apologize.
I will prepare destroyers against you, husband. Just kidding. Against you, everyone with his weapons. They shall cut down your choice cedars and cast them into the fire. And many nations will pass by this city, and everyone will say to his neighbor, why has the Lord done so to this great city?
She's a petty asshole.
Then they will answer, because they have forsaken the covenant of the Lord their God and worshipped other gods and served them.
That's says the people say. Passing by who worship other gods.
Yeah.
No.
You know those that guys.
That's not how that works.
No, I know. Like, they should have kept worshiping their God. Like, what? No, I don't think that anybody
they
said that.
They don't give a fuck about their God.
Yeah. They're going to be like, no, if anything, what they'll be like is, they should have worshipped our God.
Mm.
Right? That's what they would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but weep not for the dead, nor bemoan him. Weep bitterly for him who goes away, for he shall return no more, nor see his native country.
Those are the people that he sent, that he said, go ahead and go into exile.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, okay.
Go into exile and you can mourn for them.
You can live and eventually I'll bring your ancestors back
right,
or something.
Right, so that's who you should spend your emotions on.
Right.
Don't worry about the dead people. They're dead.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Right.
For thus says the Lord concerning Shalom, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, who reigned instead of Josiah, his father, who went from this place. Now, hold on. I got a note about that guy. Because Shalom, who the fuck?
Right. Yeah.
You're like, wait, Shalom, who the fuck is that? Okay, I got to scroll back up to the top of my notes.
All right.
Okay, Shalom is the son of Josiah. He was the fourth son of Josiah, as stated in First Chronicles, when he was anointed as king by the people of Judah to succeed Josiah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was in like 609 BCE.
Okay.
And he was dethroned after 3 months by Pharaoh Necho.
That's why we don't remember him. He was one of those last long at all. Yeah.
Dethroned after 3 months by Pharaoh Necho, imprisoned, taken captive to Egypt, and died without returning from there.
Got it.
Okay. So that's
This puts a whole new spin on some of those kings that were short-lived and different things like that, because we weren't really aware as to the other going-ons
right. At
that time when we were reading that. But, like, there was a lot of people invading them at that point and putting in false kings and kind of just trying to, like, I don't know. So it was very political, obviously, based on the captors or the people that were occupying their lands. So.
I feel like somebody needs to write a really interesting, cool book or even a series on Netflix or something
right.
that combines all of the information from First and Second Kings, First and Second Chronicles, and like all of these other prophecy things. And
relates it all in a chronological order.
Yeah, put them all together.
Right.
Like, because reading about them five separate times, I'm not getting the full
right. It impact just serves to be aggravating.
It's confusing.
Yeah.
For somebody like me, you know, I need chronological order. I need bullet points. I need things to make sense.
Right. And we might, I mean, that might be something that would be worth doing a project on later on after we finish doing
right.
all the other shit that we've got to do.
Like, I'm sure somebody has done something, but it is nothing that has risen to the top that would have been something that we noticed as a normal lay person.
Right.
And that's what I'm looking for.
Well, it does interest me in the sense that I would like to understand the historicity of the whole,
sure.
you know, the way the Bible lays out a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that would be interesting. I think we just kind of, and we're talking about going back into this, but we kind of touched on some of that when we were doing the Asimov Bible study.
Yes.
So, because he did combine a lot of that stuff in his book. So.
Yeah. Which we had talked about going back to that. And
right.
I'm kind of excited about that.
Yeah. Because it's a great resource.
Yeah.
I mean, all things being said with regard to Asimov and how he treated women and stuff like that. But the book itself is actually excellent material.
Yeah. Yeah. So. All right. Continuing on. For thus says the Lord concerning Shalom, the son of Josiah,
sure.
king of Judah, who reigned instead of Josiah, his father, who went from this place. He shall not return here anymore, but he shall die in the place where they have led him captive and shall see this land no more.
Okay.
So, and that happened to him.
Sure.
Because
the captors killed him. Okay.
And well, and also because this was probably written after that happened.
Obviously.
Not before.
yeah.
Because I don't believe in prophecy.
Right.
Yeah.
And to even say that would have been a prophecy is bullshit. Because, look, we moved 20 years ahead.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're kind of nixing the whole prophecy thing by jumping around like you are, because you're already showing us that, oh, we're writing this after the fact.
Yeah.
This is exactly. sometime later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. .. Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Right.
Woe to him who builds his house by unrighteousness and his chambers by injustice, who uses his neighbor's services without wages.
And who doesn't put battlement on top of their roof.
Him too. Yeah. And who gives him nothing for his work, who says, I'll build myself a wide house with spacious chambers and cut out windows for it, paneling it with cedar and painting it with vermilion. Yeah,
okay.
Fuck those people.
Sounds nice to me.
I hate maybe. When people build a fucking house and cut out windows. Those bastards. Shall you reign because you enclose yourself in cedar? Oh, I see what he's saying. Okay. He's like, you think you fancy now.
Okay.
You nothing, though.
Right.
Did not your father eat and drink and do justice and righteousness? Then it was well with him. He judged the cause of the poor and needy. Then it was well. Was not this knowing me, M, says the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, your dad did great, but you suck.
Got it.
Or your ancestors did great, but you, sir, suck.
Right.
Yet your eyes and your heart are for nothing but your covetousness, for shedding innocent blood and practicing oppression and violence. Yeah, get them, God.
Well, and again,
I hate that shit.
When you go back and look at these things and somebody and a king doesn't last more than 3 months, you've got to say, obviously, they were against God, right? Like,
yeah.
that, they had to have been doing something wrong to to justify that type of a response.
Exactly.
So,
therefore, thus says the Lord concerning Joachim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, they shall not lament for him, saying, alas, my brother, or alas, my sister. They shall not lament for him, saying, alas, master, or alas, his glory. He shall be buried with the burial of a donkey, dragged and cast out beyond the gates of Jerusalem.
Alas, that sucks.
Alas, it don't. Go up to Lebanon and cry out and lift up your voice in Bashan. Cry from Abiram, for all your lovers are destroyed. Those are all various cities, and that's what he means by your lovers, your cities that you were looking to for help. Yeah. They're already gone.
I think it's funny that there's a city named Bashan because it was named after Og, which is almost like a deity, sort of.
Yeah.
That was apparently a real person, maybe, that fought against them. But still, he was seen as like a living demigod or something like that, I think.
Og of Bashan.
So right.
Of course, no, there was a city named Bashan.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
You thought Og of Bashan was his name.
Yeah. I got it now.
Oh, that's funny.
Sorry, that was my bad.
That was your bad.
It was.
That was pretty cool, though.
Right.
Okay.
But it did remind me of Og.
It did. I thought the same thing. I can't think of Bashan without thinking of Og.
I can't either, yeah.
Og. I spoke to you, this is God, in your prosperity, but you said, I'll not hear. This has been your manner from your youth, that you did not obey my voice. The wind shall eat up all your rulers, and your lovers shall go into captivity. Surely then you will be ashamed and humiliated for all your wickedness. O inhabitant of Lebanon, making your nest in the cedars, how gracious will you be when pangs come upon you like the pain of a woman in labor. The only thing that we know of as pain.
Even though men writing have no concept of that other than what they see and hear.
Yeah. They're like, that seems like it's bad.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to respect it or anything except to use it in my writing.
Yeah.
Like, that's what pisses me off. Like, you guys act like childbirth is fucking disgusting. You guys act like the entire woman's body is gross. But you're like, but I am going to use that example.
You guys being ancient men of Israel.
Yeah.
Who are writing this there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, it's just you guys. You know, I'm like sitting here, I'm like, whoa, man.
No, not you. Okay. Like, yeah, ancient dudes.
Right.
Ancient dudes. Whoa, man. Whoa, man. As I live, says the Lord, he says, though Coniah, the son of Joachim, king of Judah, were the signet on my right hand, yet I would pluck you off. Yeah,
he's
you will.
I'm going to pluck you off, huh?
I'm going to pluck you off. And I will give you into the hand of those who seek your life and into the hand of those whose face you fear. The hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and the hand of the Chaldeans. Now, I got to say something about this signet ring.
Yeah, okay.
It's interesting that if you listen to our Q&A on Saturday, we were just talking about a ring that the Archangel Michael gave to Solomon to control demons.
Yeah.
And so here we are, God saying, if you were a ring on my hand, I would take you off.
Right.
Or something to that effect.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That seems to happen to us a lot, that we talk about something and then some similar thing comes up.
Well, I was actually thinking you said something about the wind would eat him up or something like that. And I was like, oh, I wonder if that's the demon that we were talking about.
Right? Interesting.
So, yeah.
Interesting timing.
But again, that's on our Patreon. If you want to listen to it, though.
No, that was the Q&A on Saturday, not the Patreon.
No, that was our Patreon.
No, you're right. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Oopsie. Yeah, that was our Patreon.
So, but if you want to listen to it, though, you can always sign up for a trial membership.
Yeah.
And that will allow you to listen for at least a week for free.
Yep.
And that was our most recent Patreon. So
yes, you're
patreon.com/sacrilegious discourse.
A little accidental plug
there. Yeah, accidental plug because you brought it up. So.
Sure. I was thinking Q&A, but no, you're right. It was the Patreon.
Yeah.
Patreon. Okay, so I will cast you out, says God, and your mother who bore you into another country where you were not born, and there you'll shall fucking die.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah.
But to the land to which they desire to return, there they shall not return. Boom.
I see.
Is this man, Coniah, a despised, broken idol, a vessel in which is no pleasure. Okay, I cannot wait until Saturday. I have to tell you this now. Okay?
Okay.
Like, as I was taking this note, I was like, oh, this is so great. This is going to be part of our Q&A.
Sure.
I can't wait.
All right.
A vessel in which is no pleasure, mm-hmm. a broken idol. That refers, let me just scroll all the way back down here so I can just read it.
Sure.
Because it's just, it's like chef's kiss, you know?
Right, right.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I know. You'll have to like.
Wife's scrolling, so bear with us here a second.
Scrolling, la 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 la.
Yeah.
Where is it?
I don't know where it is. That's okay.
We are at 28. I know you'll have to fucking.
We'll get through this. We'll get through this.
28. Okay. Okay. Is this man Kaniah a despised broken idol, a vessel in which is no pleasure? The technical term for a pot. A description of a vessel of inferior grade, this being an indirect and sarcastic reference to a piss pot, a.k.a.
Oh,
a toilet.
Okay. All right.
He's calling Kaniah a piss pot.
Got it.
That's funny. I'm sorry, but that's too perfect, right?
Yep.
So he's like, okay, so you're a toilet.
Yep.
And let's see. Is this man despised? You're a toilet. Why are they cast out, he and his descendants, and cast into a land which they did not know? Oh, earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord.
Earth, earth, earth,
huh? Earth, earth, earth.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a cry.
It makes me think of when LARPing and you have to, like, throw stuff on. Like, oh, okay, never mind. I can't remember what it's called, but... Like, you have to say something, and it means that you killed them or something.
Oh, okay.
When you're like...
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
Stab, stab, okay. And then they have to be dead.
Got it.
Because you got them.
It's a vocalization of an action, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it made me think of.
Right, because you can't... You know, I mean, you could, but it probably wouldn't be advised. It
wouldn't be
you
a
don't
fun
wanna,
game.
You don't want to actually stab people.
Yeah, stabbing would not be a fun game.
Right.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, so yeah, earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, write this man down as childless, a man who shall not prosper in his days, for none of his descendants shall prosper, sitting on the throne of David and ruling anymore in Judah. The end.
Is he childless or does he have descendants?
He has descendants, but he's going to be recorded in the census as childless.
Oh.
So he's basically had his descendants' names
Removed from him.
Yeah. What,
does that mean that his descendants don't have to suffer punishment for him then?
Probably it doesn't work that great. I'm sure that they have all the bad and none of the good.
Right. That's probably the way it would go.
I will save this more for later in our Q&A on Saturday. But there is a... Wait a minute. Hold on. Isn't there supposed to be some Messiah who's a descendant of... These people that comes
the
back.
The David line?
Yeah.
Right,
the line of David, did it just end here? What's going on? I don't
understand. That's a good point. It's a good point.
So you'll have to tune in on Saturday more about that.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I'll give you a spoiler. I won't have a full answer.
I mean, do we ever?
No, but it's an interesting conversation, and I will be looking for the answer as we finish the Old Testament and go into the New Testament to be like, who are you again now, sir?
Right. Is that all you got for today?
That was it for Jeremiah chapter 22.
Okay, before we sign off here, I do want to mention real quick, I did just recently change our podcast logo.
Yeah, you did.
And I changed it from Bible Study for Atheists to Bible Study by Atheists for Anyone.
Yes.
So I wanted it to be a little bit more inclusive because... Honestly, we have a lot of people that are deconstructing, that are even Christian.
Christians questioning.
Yeah. We have a lot of people that listen to our podcast that aren't just atheists.
Right.
And the longer we've been doing this, the more it just didn't sit right in my mind to call it Bible Study for Atheists.
Yeah.
Because it's not just for atheists. There's a lot of people that really get some value out of this.
Sure.
And I really enjoy talking to those people as well.
Sure.
So I wanted to be a little bit more inclusive with our title. And so if you see a change in the podcast logo, that is what that is about.
And I'm excited about it. I think it's really cool.
No, I am too. I've always wanted to be inclusive, but I felt like, I guess when we started, I felt like we weren't going to be able to be inclusive because of the way we were going to be doing this.
We've commented before that we did not expect that the most positive mail that we would receive from people would be from those deconstructing. It never even entered our head that that was a service that we were assisting in.
And even occasionally questioning Christians.
Right.
I mean, like, right. it's very interesting.
Yeah.
Who we get emails from and who we get, you know, little notes from and things like that. It's,
you don't know until you know.
Right.
And we didn't know until we got into it. And by the time we got into it, we'd already started out as four atheists.
Right.
And
honestly, we do this as a daily podcast. It's really hard to change stuff up sometimes. And I just have to kind of bear down and do stuff occasionally. And that's what's happened. So we changed the tagline.
And
so,
I appreciate it. And I think I know a couple of our listeners who will also appreciate it. Yeah. And if you are curious about how that conversation might go, I recommend joining us in our live Discords on Tuesday nights
at 10 p.m. Eastern. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we have a blast in those things. So yeah, definitely join us over there. Links are always in the show notes for our newer episodes. So check us out. And we will be back tomorrow with
Jeremiah chapter 23.
All right. We'll see you guys then.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God, stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.